USA Radio News.
The COVID relief bill passes the House. The American Rescue Plan approved early Saturday morning. The $2 trillion bill includes $1,400 checks for Americans making less than $75,000 a year. Republican House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, though, says the bill also includes a lot of pork.
Almost every one of this bill's 592 pages includes a liberal pipe dream that predates the pandemic.
The bill now goes to the Senate. Another COVID vaccine closer to approval. Federal health advisors Friday announcing their support for the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. President Biden celebrating the news.
This can be a great American achievement, being the only country in the world to reach 100 million shots in 100 days. This could unite us as a country to vaccinate America, to protect America, to heal America.
Biden speaking in Texas, where he's showing support for the state as it recovers from the deadly winter storm. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Freedom Health Alliance. Now more than ever, our immune systems are under attack as we face continued turmoil as a nation. Stress, anxiety, illness, masks, lockdowns, and of course this past presidential election, all of these are taking a toll on our mental, emotional, and physical health. Freedom Health Alliance offers incredible products, but before I brought their products to you, I had to experience them for myself. Since taking these products, my energy has increased, my brain fog is gone, I'm sleeping better, and I'm feeling better than I have in years. And of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. Freedom Health Alliance is offering my listeners an additional 20% off their already unbeatable low prices. Call Freedom Health Alliance toll-free at 888-910-0341. That's 888-910-0341. Just say Wayne Alaroot sent you to get 20% off. 888-910-0341, or visit freedomhealthalliance.com. And use promo code WAR to receive 20% off. That's freedomhealthalliance.com.
Big tech under fire at CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference getting underway Friday in Orlando. The annual convention draws big-name Republican lawmakers. Former President Trump set to speak tomorrow. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem to speak today. One of those speaking on day one, Missouri Senator Josh Hawley. He says companies like Google, Facebook, and Twitter have brought us to a crisis point.
These companies have more power than any companies in American history, and they're allying with the radical left to try to impose their agenda on this country. They want to run this country, and if we don't do something, they are going to.
He says that could lead to America becoming an oligarchy. Hawley calling for the breakup of big tech companies as part of a new nationalism he says will make the rule of the people real in this country. Hawley and other CPAC speakers also discussing illegal immigration. The number of people trying to cross the border on the rise. Reports out yesterday show the Biden administration is responding by planning to open a new tent facility in Texas. This coming after another facility that also opened in Texas just a few weeks ago. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
California Republican Congressman Daryl Issa believes it's time to revisit our mask policies. Issa telling the Epoch Times yesterday there's no reason the government should call for vaccinated Americans to wear a mask. Here's John Clemens.
The comments from Congressman Issa came while the member of the GOP from California spoke at the Conservative Political Action Conference that's underway in Orlando.
For the first time ever, here is a series of vaccines, safe and effective, 95%+ effective. And what's happening? They're telling us to leave our mask on, to continue social distancing. That's absurd. The reality is that the benefit of taking this safe and effective vaccine is so you can get about your life, go back to doing things as usual.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Three people killed in a plane crash in Georgia happening Friday in Gainesville. The single-engine plane goes down in a ravine just after takeoff. No word on a cause. A wing from one of the planes falls off and lands in the bedroom of a home, but no one on the ground is hurt. Facebook's settlement over a privacy lawsuit is approved. A judge Friday okays the $650 million deal over a class-action lawsuit filed in Illinois 6 years ago. Over 1.5 million Facebook users sued the company for using biometric data without their permission. Each plaintiff is eligible to receive at least $345. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.